Boom time is the time when we go go. I like saying all of my ho hos. Hello?
Hey Flula, let's get it started.
Yeah, hello. I am Flula Borg, and this is now Tiki-Toki-Tiki-Toki Boom Time! Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very delicious and tasty episode of Boom Time. Here with my very good friendships, Alex Simmons, the co-host of Boom Time, and our also very good friendship, David Giuntoli. How are you, David?
It's so great to be here. I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. I think it showed some foresight when you named the podcast Boom Time, because it's kind of like, boom! Why did they stop making them? Boom! They started up out of nowhere again. Boom! What?
Perfect. Yeah. No, I love this. I didn't realize that is why we made it like this, but now it fits. You know, it's like if you purchase a turtleneck for no reason, but then you have lots of peanuts, you can tie the top of the neck and fill it with nuts. And it's a sack. Boom!
It's kind of like name as destiny. Like I know a guy named Pokey and he never amounted to anything.
But now he works at Gumby's Pizza.
Correct.
Of course. You are currently in Vancouver. Is this correct?
Correct. I am trapped happily in Vancouver.
Yeah. And you are shooting your show a dozen small items?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. 12 items or less, though it's more fewer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's as you lose an item as the seasons progress. That's wonderful.
Correct. Correct. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And Alex, as we may see here, the viewer does not know if they are only earing in themselves. You are in an automobile. Is this your automobile, Alex, or someone else's?
It's my station wagon parked in the driveway, and there's a toddler running around my house, like a lot of people are dealing with these days. So my wife graciously is wrangling, and I'm in the driveway in the car.
Alex, I totally get it. This is what I'm dealing with right now. I'm currently papa to this.
For the viewers at home, Dave was holding up a baby monitor where he's doing it. He's got like 7 security cameras in his nursery.
Yeah,
There was no baby in there though. Did you notice that, Dave?
There's no baby. It's just a little kind of what is it called when you see a ghost with the monitor?
Flula,
you
know. Bullshit. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah. You have like a bullshit thing.
Yeah. I thought it was a Game Boy, so that's good to know. I didn't know.
Got the same graphics, 8-bit, I believe.
Nice. And Alex, just to clarify, whose toddler is in your house?
Good question. Dave's, I guess. Not in his nursery.
Okay.
Dave, what's Vancouver like compared to America right now? America, I don't know if you know, but kind of hairy these days.
Yeah, we have a big border with you guys. We got a big border, so I think we get a lot of what you get. It's like COVID explosion, but far more orderly. I mean, it's still explode. There's like 800 people who live here, and 300 of them have COVID.
Right.
Yeah. How about you guys?
Yeah, it's scary times down here, but you know, I think Flula, I can speak for him, and I can speak for us. In my house, we've all been pretty careful the whole time, you know, so I think it hasn't, even though the numbers have gone up in LA and things are, seems like there's this another wave coming, it hasn't really affected how we're acting, you know, so it's all sort of weird, but.
Question for you guys. Do you guys like go out to cafes anymore?
Flula and I went to a bar once.
Okay.
Like it's had in the parking lot.
Oh, we have been 2 times, Alex. We went,
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
it true. Does. You are in the parking lot, and then you are looking at everyone very weird. It is a very awkward time. It's like a first date, but you know yourself and the other person. It's weird. Yeah,
it's a very comfortable first date.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if the viewers or the listeners know this about our good friend Flula, Alex, but like the pandemic.
He's a homebody.
He does not like to be in the sun. Yeah. It looks like sometimes he comes out of his house like it came out of a bloodletting. He's got beautiful, supple skin. It's on the pale end of things. You know, he's German. What are you going to do?
Yes.
But it works well for him. Am I wrong?
Well, you are correct in that I very much hate to wear the sun lotion. I find that it creates a rage inside me when I have to wipe some strange creams on my face and other areas. So this has been very nice to avoid the creams, cream scrub. But yes, of course, this is a very high cost for me to not have to wear so many SPFs, I will say. I don't know if it is a fair trade-off, if I'm being very honest.
You didn't need the pandemic in order to choose to stay inside, is what you're saying.
That's correct. Yeah, we could have just someone said, hey, Flula, work from home more often. And I would say, thank you.
Perfect.
I was once having a lunch with Flula in Portland on a winter rainy day. And we went inside to a restaurant and we sat down at the table and Flula opened up his fanny pack. This is a windowless restaurant.
Sure.
He took out SPF 70 and was like, there's a window over there in the hallway.
He's ahead of it, man. He knew before we did. His face skin is like my upper back skin, just like taut, not ravaged by sun.
Well, that's not true. I mean, there is some. I have some areas where everyone always is missing a piece, you know? So like, oh, oops, I forgot it, you know, like Brittany said. And for me, it is always right here. It is right there, behind the bicep and the shoulder, yeah. I always am missing this, yeah. So it looks like I have, like the chain link fence tattoo, but except right. It is red and just a stripe.
God.
Yeah.
I want to let you know, Dave, that you're setting a record today. I don't know if you...
What have you done?
You're now... You've been on Boomtime more than anyone else in history. This is your second time.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Isn't it my third time, though?
It is your third time, yeah. Yes.
No. Hold on. I think I've done...
Maybe four.
Wait.
You've only been...
Have I been on camera three times?
You've definitely officially only been in one episode, but you may have called in or left a message or something like that. So if you want to count that, that's fine. Either way, you're still number one.
I'm a longtime listener now, too. And I love the banter that you guys have achieved.
Well, thank you very much.
Because Flula is a force of nature. And sometimes you don't know whether to get out of the way or just like, you know, work with it. And you guys have a beautiful little Stockton Malone synergy.
who is who in this, please?
I only heard someone say that.
Yeah. Well, David, flash us just some seconds ago, and what a one! Thank you very much for this wunderbar supports of me, man. Wow.
Dude, I'm getting a lot of mileage out of this T-shirt.
Again, this is great. A podcast, so for the, those listeners at home. Dave is wearing a beautiful T-shirt with a beautiful face of Flula Borg on it, which you can get at flulaborgshopmerch.com/de.
FLS. Yeah.
It's a T-shirt in the fashion of a famous David Bowie T-shirt. Is that right, Flula?
That's correct. Yeah, the Ziggy Stardust. Yeah.
And the T-shirt. I love how your head is just like 15% too big.
Uncanny Valley.
Yes. It's a strange angle of my face that you have now captured and wear on your chest.
It really, like, by the way, it's one of those things that I wear and people just talk to me more when I wear it. They just think I'm friendlier and it opens things up.
This is very good to know. Yeah, this is, you're, instead of now carrying a puppy, you can just wear the shirt.
Correct.
Yeah, that's nice. I like this.
Before we go too much farther, can we talk about how you play Batman now and how amazing that is?
Well, most of my on-camera career has just been a long kind of time-released audition for a voiceover career.
It's like a multivitamin you take in the morning and just keeps going. Yeah.
Correct. To Centrum Silver.
Yeah.
And truly, though, like, I've always wanted to get into voiceover, and I know, Flula, you do quite a bit of it. And it's kind of one of the only things that allows you to age gracefully as talent in our industry.
Oh, yeah.
So I got lucky enough to voice Batman for this one animated film that comes out soon. It's like Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Man, I just did another one, too. And it's so fun. And I sucked in the first one. And I think I crushed the second one. So hopefully I'll do more of those.
So it's also Batman, the second one.
Yes.
Oh,
Batman Magoo.
Bat Magoo. So I will tell you, David, I have watched the trailer of the first one, and you are always just, you know, what is his name? Bruce Beatty? The man who is not Batman? Thomas? Correct. Yeah. So we hear you as this, but when you are Batman, do you, like Christian Bale and everyone, do you change your voice? Like, is it like, hey guys, watch out, I'm here, it's me, Batman. And then you take off the suit like, hey guys, it's me, Bruce.
Exactly how it works. Yes, I go from, how do I say, kind of business casual, I'm in charge,
yeah,
to I am capable of felony violence, gritty voice.
Yeah, nice. So there is a nice switchy.
There's a switch.
Yeah. So now to promotion this, have they sent to you perhaps like a t-shirt or something with nipples or anything to promote?
With nipples on it?
Yeah.
A t-shirt with the, oh, nipples, like large pecs is what you're trying to say.
Sorry, yes, thank you. Thank you, David.
Well, I don't know if you've seen my body without nipples lately, but it's a six. And I think I could pull it off on my own. And I've got that kind of milky chest hair going gray and white. Mm. Ooh, how did that nipple hair get there?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. People seem to really respond to it.
It's so perfect. I'm very much jealousy for this, and I'm so happy for you. And when you have an opportunity to write in a German Batman to go versus Batman.
Yeah.
Please consider my curriculum vitae.
Who do you think is considered or written more evil in movies? The British or the Germans?
Oh, well, the Germans, but then they are played by the British.
Yeah,
this is that's right. Always what happens. Yeah. This is like a double rudeness. They're like, oh, let's make the Germans bad, and then let's not give them the roles to play the Batman. It's rude. We have changes now. It has changed in the last some decades, but always a British man was always the evil German man. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we needed it over here in America, I suppose.
I understand. This is not a very palatable accent, I know. It's not like the ladies are like, give me some of this, Frankfurt.
They love you, though, I have to say. They're also deeply charmed by your entire personality. Mm. And perhaps the German accent, you know, maybe they just see past it, or maybe it's just not as thick with you. You have a different sort of quality to your voice.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Yeah, and if Batman is ever receiving pneumonia or other kind of flus or something, I can always help to be the backup, or your Robin, or your Robin, or your Lois Lane, or your Tina Turner, whatever his girlfriend, who's he with?
Tina Fey,
yeah. Right. David, I have a question for you about your show Billion Item.
Billion Items.
Correct. So your character's name is Eduardo?
Correct.
Yeah. And so I've heard that Eduardo, he is now, how is he recovering? He was in a bicycle. I've heard it was a bicycle accident.
Yes. I see where you're headed. You're in kind of on target, sort of. Can I kind of sculpt that a little more?
Yes, do it, Michelangelo. I am your David.
Sure. You know, it's funny. I don't see it as creating a statue. I see it as removing the stone from the statue that's already there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good,
yeah,
actually. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. The show is called A Million Little Things.
Okay.
My character, Eduardo, Eddie. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Eddie.
Ah.
And he's made some bad life choices. I think we can all relate to that. But he's made some astoundingly bad life choices, and a series of them. And the karmic celestial justice served him up a platter of getting hit by a car in the first episode. Now I'll be in a wheelchair for, I would imagine, the rest of the season.
Ah, so okay.
Yeah.
Season so four, you're just good again.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So it sounds like you are experiencing some comic things in this Billion show, but then also now you are in the comic book voiceovers. How did this become? Is this the connection?
The karmic book?
Yeah, Batman.
Correct. Now I see where you, I'm looking at Alex right now.
Welcome to Boom Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Yeah.
So karma and and comics. Mm. I think they sound similarly when said underwater.
Yeah.
They're not the same word. So they're unrelated, outside of me just being a just a big time success story, I guess, is the only related thing.
BTS.
You guys, my favorite karmic book is the Bible. There's a lot of karma in there.
Yeah, that's a lot of karma. That's very true.
Jesus said the word, talked about karma constantly.
Yeah. That was kind of his thing.
Yeah.
I think
a Boy George wrote a song about many of those books from the Bible.
Correct. It's true.
Karma, chameleon. The book of Job.
It always does get me that Jesus wasn't a Christian. It is strange to me.
He was Jewish.
He just missed it.
He was a carpenter.
That's true.
But that's not a religion. Well, some people may say it is a religion. I don't know.
Do you guys remember that bumper sticker? It was very common. My something is a Jewish carpenter.
My other car. Yeah, my other car. Yeah. David, how many podcasts are you now doing in the week?
Hosting or being a guest of?
Well, Ken, this is now two parts question. So A would be hosting, and then B is the guest being.
One total. This is my podcast I've done with you. This is the first podcast I've done in a very long time.
Ah, okay.
I love being with you guys, and I'm in high demand, as you know.
Yes. Oh, we know it.
Beating down my door.
Yeah.
But I love you guys, so this is it.
Beep, start, titty, doot, boop, bitty, dum, bum, beep.
I was just playing tennis with a mutual friend of ours. He was asking me, he heard that we were going to have a podcast together, and he said, oh, how is Dave? And I said, no idea. We have a six-month text chain about the election, but the three of us talk about nothing else. So I couldn't tell you anything about your personal life.
Well, should we catch up here on the podcast?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, but I'll find out on this podcast. So, Dave, how are you?
Man, everything's coming up gentoli. I'm happy. Vicky and I consider ourselves very fortunate to both be working and in the same city and in Canada right now. And Bitsy plays Lois Lane now on a show called Superman and Lois, which filmed. She's off working far harder than I work currently. And we got a great place in a town called Mount Pleasant that has, like, Alex, you would love it. Flula, you would be annoyed.
Okay.
Tons of hipster dads.
Oh, no.
And I love you, Alex, for loving it, and I love you, Flula, for hating it.
Yeah, I would hate it.
So you're telling me that you can get a good cup of coffee up there? Is that you're telling me?
Oh.
So for those listeners at home, what Dave's doing now is just leaning slightly to the left so we can see just a magical gleaming...
opening up.
Yeah, he's opening to the camera and presenting his espresso maker.
Oh.
This was a 40-year-old birthday present. I turned 40 this summer.
Ah, yeah.
And my wife got this for me. I'm an espresso man. As you guys know, we meet and get espressos. We're just a bunch of dudes who do that. That's what we do.
Yes.
And she... I don't like stuff. And she actually found a piece of stuff that I have actually enjoyed thoroughly.
And you are very serious about your espresso.
Yeah.
Let's say this. You're the only one I know who I've walked into a coffee shop with before, and you looked at the espresso machine of the coffee shop and you said, I'm out. And you left based on their model.
My pinky was so high up.
David, how many times do you utilize your hot machine there, your espresso mom?
I'm usually once a day. I have a timer on my app that turns it on before I wake up, so it's ready to go. It has to warm up for like 15 minutes before I make an espresso. It's a rocket espresso machine.
Oh, they do mortgages and espressos.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Shout out Rocket Mortgage.
Not a sponsor.
It's fantastic, man. It's been fun. So what else is going on in my life? I'm enjoying the show. I actually, on a sincere note, enjoy the storyline of a man who no longer is able to use his legs, because I think shines a light on a story for people.
Yeah.
I'm in contact with a couple buddies now who have had this happen to them, and it's really important to play, I think.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it back to what a lot of viewers might not know, is that the three of us, when we all first moved to Los Angeles, lived together in a little neighborhood called Silver Lake in a house. And that's when I first met you guys, is through that experience. Dave, any stories or memories from living together? Anything that comes to mind?
Andy, I have a large region of my brain dedicated to that. Westerly Terrace. First of all, correction. You guys paid for rent. I just kind of glommed on to what was lightning in a bottle of creativity and a bunch of guys extending their adolescence. And I would just sleep on the couch often and just get hammered.
Yes.
Stories. One story would be, talk about body lotions. I had gone for a hike, treated my body like a rental car, and I got poison ivy all over my undercarriage. And I came over to your house and my testicles were in such excruciating pain that I put lotion on them, could not wear clothing because it touched my horribly burnt and flaming testicles. I laid down in Flula's room next to his bed without pants on, and Flula came home to see this.
Yeah, I want to hear Flula's perspective now.
Who knows? No one is home. It is just me. I have my nice, delicious bowl of yogurt, as everybody knows. Yogurt and some almond butter dumped inside. And so I'm munching this. I open my door and I see two naked feet. And they are hanging behind my bed. So I think someone, it's a corpse or something has happened. No one is home. So who is in the room? And as I walk around, I see the upper legs and everything. Yeah, they look much like a pre-baked turkey, I have to say. And then as we're looking at it, there is a wet, I can tell it is wet because it has dripped onto the floor, towel over this person's penis and also testicles. It scared me very much. I was very terrified. I did scream. I will tell you, I did scream.
You put up with a lot of me crossing boundaries. That you handled that with grace. I remember in my early 20s, I open butt farted near your head.
I did not know you would bring this up. Yes.
Thanks for clarifying that it was open butt. Just to appreciate
it. It was a bare ass fart.
Yeah. I was wondering.
Yeah, it was a bare ass fart. Not something I'm proud of. And again, this is 15 years ago. I haven't farted since. And I thought it would be funny just to up the stakes like they do in television dramas. I'm like, how can I up the stakes here? I'll pull my pants down and break wind right next to Flula's head.
Yes.
You drew a hard line at that moment.
I did. Yeah, I will say, I was sitting on the couch. I was watching something, True Blood or something, who knows? And then as I look to my left, I'm like at 2 o'clock, I'm looking at the TV. And then I go to 10 and then there is this gigantic bubble butt just right in my face. And it releases a loud, I mean, it's called a fart, and it did it. And it was very loud and it smelled bad. And I received a rage feelings. I was the most angry I've been in some time.
It was the face. I've only seen you this way in some pretty thick traffic while you had to use the bathroom. Like something tweaked to life in you that really, you didn't even have to say anything to me.
But I did say,
cross this line again. But someone needed to tell me, because I did. You know me, man. I'll just keep going until someone stops it.
Yeah.
I will say this. More stories. Should we do more stories?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Why not?
Back in my early 20s, I would run my mouth. And I'm not a physically imposing person. Flula, I don't know if people know your cousin, Jürgen.
Some people know. So my cousin Jürgen is, so I am more taller than the average Joseph, and Jürgen is same height with me, but with two times the amount of muscles and hugeness. So he is like Flula times two is Jürgen.
He played rugby and he would just show up with missing teeth just at random.
All the time. No, true. And we did not ask. We knew the answer was he was rugby rage. Yeah.
Well, I remember I had just first met you guys and I went out with you and I was just a guy who would talk. And someone said something to me at a bar and I kind of talked back. And this group of guys like stood up and were like, kind of got in my face. Like, hey man, like boo, boo, boo. And you guys just simply stood up behind me. I couldn't see this, but I saw the men who were starting stuff with me absolutely back down. And I'm like, that's right. And, you know, whatever. And then I turn around and I see these gigantic muscle-bound men having my back.
Yeah.
One thing that we used to do that started to get out of hand, but it started pretty good-natured and pretty fun, then it started to really get out of hand, is hiding in each other's rooms, where, you know, like, it started just like, oh, I'm hiding behind the door, boo, there I am. But then it turned into, and I'm pretty sure you participate in this too, Dave, where you would, like, make the bed perfectly and then squeeze in there, and the bed would kind of be rumpled. And then it'd be like a long game where, like,
yeah,
Flula would come in, start, like, working on his computer, like, yes, 20 minutes. Like, you'd have to wait to really get him. He's, like, doing a spreadsheet or something. And then, like, just when he's, like, convinced he's in his room by himself, that's when the explosion of terror comes.
Yeah,
I remember this. I remember we had some long curtains, too, that would
that's right,
kind of ruffle up naturally and allow there to be enough room for a body to fit behind.
Oh, yes. You did the ruffled curtain scream to me many times. Alex, you did not do this so much. You had some reason, some white mask. It's like a Jason mask, but it's just, you know, so there's no expression and only the holes of eyes. And then I would work, and then I would look, I have my door open, and then if I would look to my right, and then just very top of the side of the door is just this very creepy Jason man staring at me. And you had been staring probably for 20 minutes, but I have just seen it. It's the most, this was very terrifying to me.
You know, I think it's funny. I think that's something, hopefully, that you learn in your 20s is that there's a line, right? Like, there's kidding someone, there's making fun of someone, there's joking with someone, and then, like, hopefully, by the end of your 20s, you're like, oh, there is a line. Or pretty much never funny to, like, make fun of somebody. You know, you're just like, you hopefully, that's definitely something it took me a while to figure out. And then I finally, at some point, was like, oh, yeah, there's, like, certain things that I think are maybe funny, but the other person will never think is funny. And so at that point, why do that?
Yeah, certainly. I think I'm always finding that new line. And if you have any interest or any self-reflection, you're gonna find that all the time. Guys, I want to check to see if my daughter just pooped.
Okay, please, check a poopoo check.
Okay, should I call right back?
No, make a poopoo check.
We'll be here. Unless good. So Dave's walking off
to
check his daughter's
poopoo.
Yeah.
David has returned.
Dave's back with the results of the 2020 poopathon.
I couldn't smell a damn thing. I let her back down.
Okay. Zero poopers.
I'm a guy, you guys know me.
Yes.
I think I say things. I come into most relationships thinking, oh, we're totally on each other's side here. Like, I'll enter a room of people. I'm like, oh, they know I'm not a threat. I know they're not a threat. So I'll kind of say whatever. And sometimes that gets taken extremely wrong.
Yeah.
And I leave parties and think about things for a day or two. But then I think, who gives a shit if they got offended? Like, if I didn't mean to offend, is it, you know, will that dull down my personality? Whatever.
I would say to you, the pudding is in the proof, as they say. And, you know, you are currently employed with your 1,000 packages, small packages show, and you have other things.
Yes, correct.
And you are also that man from District Comics. So yeah, I think it's safe for you to say you could. Oh, hey, bubbles! Everyone drinking
here
bubbles.
Here we go. Who's got them?
Yeah.
Let's see. I've got a.
Who's that one?
Lemon. Cheers. Myself. Cheers.
I have grape. I think it's like Welch's. You know, Welch's. You guys know Welch's.
For those of you listening at home, Dave pulled up a can of bubble. I think it's what they call Canadian.
Yeah, Michael.
Sparkling water. Looks like
made with
purple.
Pianos,
is that grape?
I think.
All right, this is. I try to go. I don't like purple, but I don't like red. I want like blood clot.
Yeah.
Dark cherry.
Just hemoglobin.
Before I forget, Dave, since you're in Canada, this is a good time to fact check our previous episode where I was kind of just talking out of not my mouth, a different place, and I was saying how
hot
in Canada. There's a few differences how they call food products versus America. Because, you know, I used to go to Canada a lot when I grew up in Idaho, and I remembered some of this correctly and not correctly, but multiple listeners pointed out that what I said about Canadian bacon was very wrong. and what I said previously was that Canadian bacon in Canada is just called ham. But in fact, it's just called bacon. Sometimes it's called back bacon or pre-meal bacon. So I want to apologize to the entire nation of Canada. There's nothing more frustrating than when someone who's not from your place tells you how you say things. So sincere apology. But I will say, the second thing I said was that in Canada, sometimes they'll call processed cheese or processed cheese Canadian cheese. And a couple people said they didn't think that was true. But I did look into it, and Kraft certainly has sold a Canadian processed cheddar in the past. So it might be a regional thing. There's definitely like British Columbia versus East Coast Canada, very different. So, you know.
Well, I can shed a little light on this.
Tell me your experience with these food names.
I do. I love to grocery shop, even in the pandemic. You'll find me in the grocery store. I'm the man who does it in this household.
Wow.
My wife loves a sharp cheddar cheese. Sometimes in the middle of the night, she'll be like, can I have some cheese? Which is how she says cheese when she's being cute.
Oh, that's when she's being cute.
She gets cute.
Cute.
And I try to go shop for sharp cheddar. Don't have it here. They have Old Fort cheddar. It's white, and it's what sharp cheddar is in BC, at least.
Oh, I like it. Oh, wow, 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 boo, boo, boo.
And
tell me more.
I was getting a hamburger the other day, like 2 days ago, and a woman came in. They're like, do they have good hamburgers here? I said, yes, it's the closest facsimile to In-N-Out Burger. It's fantastic. She's like, oh, do they use American cheese on it? There you go.
Mm. So in Canada, you're saying they said American cheese.
This woman did.
Yeah.
Oh, this woman. And
she
was
the whole world to know that was not good enough cheese for her.
I want my Bobby Bell cheese. Yeah.
How did it go, Flula?
I want my Bobby Bell.
Do you have your
cheese? You wanted a loopy?
Yeah, just really.
Oh, sorry. Let's go loopy. Oh, scheiße. I want my Bobby Bell. 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 I want my Bobby Bell.
I want
my Bobby Bell.
David Gentoli, what's the one song that you know every lyric to?
Probably Don't Stop Me Now, Queen.
Can you sing like a few bars, you think, with If Flua Lays Down a Hot Beat?
To be honest, that's probably the hardest song to sing in the world.
It's fair.
There's a small range. Pearl Jam? Creed?
Oh, I have learned how to sing like a Pearl Jam, and I must tell you, it is because of you, David.
Oh, thank you, Flula.
Of course, yeah, you, because when we was meeting, it was very much the time of Creed was very popular, and so you were singing Creed, and so I've found the layer that is very much like that. It's like,
round here's your little mate here, a real humble from the rails in the ramp mile.
Like this.
That was a stunning moment, I think, especially for the listeners who weren't ready for that.
Can I interject real quick? You said, Flula, that...
Yeah.
Talking about Pearl Jam, you said, this is how Creed sounds. And I just want to say that maybe Eddie Vedder wouldn't love hearing that.
I can tell you this. I can guarantee you that Scott Stapp heard Eddie Vedder and said, how do I do this? And then he was trying his most best to be Eddie Vedder. There is only one Edward Vedward. But Scott Stapp was like, how do I do this? You know, it's like when I saw Boris Becker make a nice smashing of a racket with tennis, I was like, I can try it. And then the ball goes and hits the genitals of someone in the street. David, is there a song that you know everyone does not like, to include maybe you, but even you are still loving it and singing it when you are in the tour?
Oh, yeah, a lot of Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, yes.
I've come full circle on them. Like, I'll do little sing-alongs with Vivian and my wife every now and again.
Yeah.
Just kind of those are some good ones. What about you, Flua?
Oh, guilty pleasure. Well, I think my entire repertoire is guilty pleasure. No one likes what I'm liking. You know, I like...
You learned all your music at half times of American basketball games.
This is Every Song I Love is what you would hear in 1998 halftime of like a Los Angeles Clipper game. You know, like this one. Like,
jams.
Like this one. Bow, 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 down, out, down, bow, da, 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 bow, 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 down, out, down, bow, da, 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 bow, 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 down, out, down, bow, da, 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 bow, 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 down, out, down, bow, da, 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 I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
That's one example.
That sounded surprisingly accurate to the actual song.
Oh, that was close. Yeah, this was not so terrible. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that sounded actually like the song.
Yeah. I like those very much, David, because they're just so simple. He's like, how do you feel today? Well, I like to move it. Oh, okay.
Sure.
There's no guessing here. He's like, I need to move. You've been sitting.
Feels like it belongs in like a PG-13 or an R situation.
Madagascar used it very much. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have come around, though, on music that I just consider to be fun to listen to, and it doesn't have to be cool anymore, I guess. That's something that happens when you age.
You just quit caring.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's not worth caring about so many things, right?
Feign not caring. Even more fun.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, for the people in front of you.
David, when people are like, oh, I would love for you to play this person in the biopic, you know, who do they say? Like, who is the person like, oh, David, he would make like a really great, you know, Charles Barkley or you know, who?
Gnarls Darwin? Gnarls Darwin, probably?
Gnarls Darwin, yeah.
I'll get Bradley Cooper every now and again.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But he's like way too alive and young.
Yeah, he's not.
I used to get Tom Cruise. Like, you could be Tom Cruise's exactly same age brother. who do you get, Flula?
Roger Federer, Chuck Knobloch.
That's just because of the way you throw.
That's because I have very, very terrible accuracy. So shout out to baseball.
Chuck Knobloch famously had the yips for a while.
Oh, I remember that. Did he get over yips?
He did. He did. Yeah.
He's one of the few.
He got over them. He had an amazing career. Great player.
Oh,
but sad that's the thing I mentioned when he had such a great career. Anyway, sorry, Chuck Knobloch.
I mean, you know, he got over it. Good for him.
That's true.
You know what's very great is Knobloch is Knoblauch, which means garlic in German. So his name is Charles Garlic.
Dickensian.
Why do you say this every time? You always say what does this mean?
I think whenever he hears the word Charles, he thinks Charles.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Okay. Charles.
So.
It's about time to wrap it up, guys, but before we
that's what she said. I mean, Dickensian.
Guys, I gotta go. It's my turn for child rearing, but this has been great.
We did it.
David, thank you very much.
Come back again sometime, Dave.
Good seeing you again. Goodness God.
Hey, stay safe up there.
Wunderbar.
I'll do my very best.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
See you guys.
That was great. What do you think? Do we need an outro? What do you think, Flu? Do we need an outro?
I don't. Yeah, sure. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
sure.
Everyone, for listening.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're going.
Taking it out? Baby. Just, I don't know how to make outros. Can I be honest with you, Alex? I have to urinate so bad.
Okay, yeah. That's a good time to end the podcast.
That's why I think we need to end the podcast.
Okay, see you later. Stop talking. Go.
Okay.
See you later.
Everyone, thank you. Subscribe. Bye. Thank you for fans. Thank you, everyone. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.